CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. Nicaragua today mobilized Army reserves, put its defenses on maximum alert, and ordered radio stations to play revolutionary battle songs, all sparked by President Reagan's dispatch of 3,500 American troops to Honduras. Nicaragua officially denies U.S. claims that its troops invaded Contra strongholds inside Honduras and accuses the U.S. of seeking pretext for direct intervention. 45 minutes ago, the first units landed in Honduras from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Lisa Schell reports from affiliate WFNC.
82nd Airborne Division officials say their mission to Honduras is routine. Major General Carl Steiner, commander of the 82nd, says the 2,000 troops on their way to Central America from Fort Bragg will be performing tasks similar to those they practice every month.
We do this to ourselves at least once a month in order to stay at the highest state of deployment and combat employment readiness that we can possibly be.
Steiner says the fact President Reagan ordered the deployment has boosted morale of the troops. Most of the soldiers leaving today have never seen combat, but they say they are ready to fight if that's what fulfilling their mission demands. About 27 planes will have left Pope Air Force Base by tomorrow morning. Lisa Schell for CBS News, Fayetteville.
Other troops are leaving today from Fort Ord, California. Secretary of State Schultz was on Capitol Hill this morning defending the military buildup.
Our objective is to make a visible sign of support for Honduras that everyone can see, and to do it in a manner that fits in with ongoing exercises.
What is the military objective?
They are not there in a, so to speak, shooting military capacity.
Apparently to shield President Reagan from questions about Honduras, the White House allowed only photographers and Irish reporters to cover today's traditional St. Patrick's Day event. Panamanian troops have taken over electric power stations to restore power cut by anti-government workers. There are also heavy street patrols to prevent a recurrence of riots that followed yesterday's failed coup attempt against General Manuel Noriega. South Africa's Supreme Court has granted a four-week stay of execution for the Sharpeville Six, those five black men and a woman whose hangings had been set for tomorrow. The court acted after a witness against two of them in a 1984 township lynching said he lied under police threats. A few hours earlier, a car bomb killed three people and injured 20 outside a courthouse in Krugersdorp, where the Sharpeville Six had initially been detained. Police call it the work of a white terrorist who works for the African National Congress. Israeli F-16s today bombed a suspected Palestinian base in Lebanon, reportedly killing one guerrilla and wounding four people. Japan reports today its economy grew at 4.2% last year, nearly double the 1986 rate. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
It's a pathway that leads from here to tomorrow, from sea to shining sea.
The great American road belongs.
This is the one folks have been waiting for, Will.
No doubt about it, Bill.
The big national hardware sale.
Right here at Sears.
Hundreds of items at reduced prices.
And special purchases like this.
A Craftsman half-horsepower garage door opener.
Just $149.88.
And that includes two transmitters, Will.
That's a great buy, Bill.
No wonder quantities are limited.
So's time.
Limited?
Absolutely.
So folks better get here now.
If they don't want to miss the big one.
There's more for your life.
Sale ends Saturday.
At Sears.
In Belfast this St. Patrick's Day, another IRA funeral. There was no violence at today's burial of Kevin McCracken, a sniper shot Monday by British soldiers. At the same cemetery yesterday, three people were killed and dozens injured when a gunman fired and threw grenades into the crowd of mourners. He and another man are being questioned by police. They're thought to belong to a Protestant paramilitary group. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation today advanced $1 billion to banks owned by First Republic Bank Corporation, that Dallas holding company which last year lost two-thirds of a billion. The FDIC rescue effort could exceed the record $4.5 billion bailout of Continental Illinois Bank in 1984. January is usually a slow month for American exports, and 1988 was no different, as the nation's trade deficit grew to $12.4 billion. That's $200 million more than in December. On Wall Street to this hour, the Dow Industrial Average is up 12.44 at 2076.66. This is CBS News.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The show of strength began in Honduras today, the show of strength designed to teach the Sandinistas a lesson and to give at least moral support to the Contra rebels. Planes loaded with soldiers from the 82nd Airborne and the 7th Light Infantry Division began landing in Honduras today. There will be some 3,000 of those soldiers, and their dispatch to Honduras has raised many questions.
This is Jacqueline Adams at the White House. President Reagan today denied that he'd pressured the Hondurans into asking for American military help against invading Nicaraguans. But administration officials were eager to rattle the saber, to show Nicaragua's ruling Sandinistas that the U.S. will support the Contra rebels, whether or not Congress approves additional funding. Assistant Secretary of State Elliot Abrams.
It looks as if there is a real danger of a killing blow against the Contras by the communists. The government of Honduras requested us to display our support and solidarity with them, and we have done it.
Secretary of State Schultz, however, had trouble explaining to the Senate Budget Committee exactly what role the U.S. troops will play.
They'll take part in exercises there. They're lightly armed, and they aren't set up for any major military missions.
The bottom line for the White House, though, is swaying enough votes in Congress to assure passage of a third Contra funding request. Officials here think the Honduran exercises are sure to help. Jacqueline Adams, CBS News, the White House.
There was nothing but defiance in Nicaragua today, defiance and warnings to prepare for war with the Yankees from the north. Richard Schlesinger reports from Managua.
The Sandinistas are still refusing to release details about the fighting along the border with Honduras, but today there was a public escalation in the rhetorical war. President Daniel Ortega warned of a U.S. invasion and said his forces would liquidate American troops if it came to a fight. As he has in the past, Ortega is trying to mobilize his country using strong anti-American language. Radio stations throughout Nicaragua have been forced to carry only government programs, which consist mainly of warnings of war. But there is no unusual military activity in the capital, no sign that the population is taking the government's warning of an invasion seriously. Richard Schlesinger, CBS News, Managua.
This is John Blackstone in Honduras. The arrival of American troops here coincided with an escalation in the fighting. Honduran pilots flew two air attacks against Sandinista positions on both sides of the border with Nicaragua. One of those attacks hit a Sandinista command post, and a Soviet-built helicopter is also reported to have been hit. The timing of the attacks may not be a coincidence. The American troops were sent here to make the Hondurans feel secure in facing the Sandinistas. More on The World Tonight in a moment.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6 with a tip for the traveler. Well, let's say you're planning to visit Aunt Wanda and Uncle Bruce. Problem, too many people, not enough beds. Well, you're on the couch, pal. Solution, Motel 6. We have the lowest rates nationwide, around $22 in most places, a lot less in some, a little more in others, but always the lowest prices of any national chain and always a heck of a deal. We have over 430 locations coast to coast, and we operate every one of them, which means they're always clean and comfortable. Of course, at Motel 6, you won't get the same atmosphere as Uncle Bruce's Knotty Pine Den full of ham radios and swag lamps, but you will get a good night's sleep, and anyway, your eyes will be closed, so who cares? But look for a Motel 6 wherever you're going, and unless it's Pinball, Idaho, if you're headed there, you're on the couch, pal. But make the best of it. Say hey to Uncle Bruce for me. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
The question on Capitol Hill, was it really necessary to send troops to Honduras in a show of force, or is this a way of exerting White House pressure on Congress to get aid for the Contras? Deborah Potter reports.
Many House Democrats said today there was no justification for sending in U.S. troops, and Ted Weiss of New York called it a ploy to win new Contra aid.
They will try anything, it seems, to have their way, including hypocrisy and deceit.
In the Senate, Republican leader Robert Dole urged the administration to send up a new aid package.
This may be our last chance to make sense, do what is right, and in America's interest to stand up for freedom.
But in the House, Foreign Affairs Chairman Dante Fassell said the mood is still against military assistance.
I think a lot of people are uncomfortable, of course. But I don't think there's been a major switch.
Some Republicans believe that will change, but Speaker Jim Wright said the whole issue is right where it was 2 weeks ago when Contra aid was defeated in the House. Deborah Potter, CBS News on Capitol Hill.
Sunday, following 60 Minutes and Murder, She Wrote on CBS Television.
I'm not going to let you talk me into something insane.
We are going to be rich men.
Gregory Harrison and John LaRoquette just can't seem to stay out of trouble.
Because that's the kind of guys we are.
In the CBS movie presentation, Hot Paint.
All right.
Their problems start when they steal a little painting.
Oh, you know, it's impossible to sell a hot paint.
And that's just the beginning.
I mean, it's a dangerous business, but we love it.
John LaRoquette, Gregory Harrison, Hot Paint, Sunday on CBS Television.
What a sale, Will.
I'll say, Bill.
The big one.
The big national hardware sale.
Right here at Sears.
Hundreds of items at reduced prices.
Plus special purchases like this, Will.
A Craftsman 1.5 horsepower, 8-gallon wet-dry vac with 5 accessories.
Only $49.99.
No wonder quantities are limited.
No wonder they only do this twice a year.
Folks don't want to miss this one.
But they will if they don't hurry.
I'll say, Bill.
There's more for your life.
Sale ends Saturday.
At Sears.
Admiral Poindexter and Colonel North and the two arms dealers who were indicted yesterday in the Iran-Contra scandal have been ordered to appear for arraignment on March 24th. As expected, the indictments are highly controversial, and Eric Engberg reports there's a political fallout.
Democratic presidential contenders are relishing the opportunity the indictments give them to attack George Bush for his role in a scandal-tainted administration. Jesse Jackson declared,
The sleaze factor in this administration continues to grow. We deserve better a government than this.
Mike Dukakis chimed in.
You know, it's almost as if when senior staff members leave the White House, they go out with a special prosecutor on their arm. That's not the kind of administration that I want to lead.
Democrats in general plan to run against Bush as a party to the Iran-Contra affair. But Republican strategist Eddie Mai says the issue won't play in the fall because the public has already made up its mind on the case.
They made the determination correctly. It was stupid. It was dumb. But the fact is, the ultimate objective of this operation, which was to bring Americans home, was so noble and so right that they can't fault the effort.
The vice president's spokesman today declared that the indictments, quote, have nothing to do with Bush or his office. Eric Engberg, CBS News, Washington.
It's Friday in Tokyo now, and the day has begun with an earthquake just outside of the city, a strong one measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale. No report of casualties or major damage. The World Tonight returns in 1 minute.
That men were the breadwinners and women the bread bakers. But now more and more women are taking the morning train themselves, and the smart ones are taking the Wall Street Journal with them, leaving them better prepared for the special challenges that business reserves for women alone. True, not all women are getting equal pay, but with a journal, at least they can get equal information.
Waiting, waiting, waiting.
The Wall Street Journal. The Daily Diary of the American Dream.
Stocks higher today. The Dow average up almost 22 points, closing around 2086, the highest since the October crash. The average price up 31 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume, 212 million shares. Wall Street on this World Tonight.